Danny, your thoughts after that?
Well, if I'm quite honest, I think you can read my thoughts. You know, I think the face gives it away, doesn't it? I think the disappointment of the sending off late in the game, as it was, took away our chance of winning the game, because we had a great chance of winning the game. And I felt as long as it went on, you know, we would achieve that. But the sending off is just abysmal. It's, you know, the second booking is right. There's a clip. The first booking is absolutely nonsensical in my eyes. I don't know what he's thinking about. It's a shoulder charge. He's come away with the ball, Kelvin, cleanly. He's just too strong for the boy. And yet he warrants it a booking. It's not even a foul. And that pressure then is then straight on the referee because of the incident that happened after that. But I thought some of the dubious decisions and the way he controlled the game was very poor today. And I think that really compounded everything today with that sending off at the end.
I suppose the sending off as well changed the complexion of the game, because at one moment you're going for the win, 11 against 11. The next you have to change things a little bit.
Well, you've seen yourself how well we've played today. We've played very well at times today against a quality side. And I thought as the game went on, you know, we were going to get the better chances, because I think the crowd were in great voice for us all the game today. And they would have really, really pushed us on towards the end of the game. No doubt about that. But they were as stunned as we were, you know, for the decision. And they did knock the stuffing out of us, but it put us back on the offensive. You know, we couldn't really get our attacks going in with any consistency. And when you're playing against a quality team like Brighton, you know, you're gonna lose possession in key areas, because they can pass the ball very well. And that's what happened. You know, we had still a few little sorties, but not really anything that we wanted to put on towards the end of the game with 11 men.
So you're trying to get an explanation from the linesman, from the fourth official. Did you have any word from the officials about the sending off?
Oh, no, at all. I mean, what they're going to say? They're going to just back themselves up, aren't they? If they say I've made a mistake, it's fair enough, but the damage is done. You know, that really doesn't cut any ice with me. I think the fact that these decisions should be seen, and they're not difficult decisions. You know, these are not goal line technology things that happen in a split second that you can't see. These are just things that are run-of-the-mill things that you can just identify. That's not a difficult decision you had to make today.
Shame for Kelvin as well, because obviously the defence, and he included in that, were so solid yet again today.
Yeah, I mean, Kelvin's been a revelation since he came back into that right back position, and today you saw against the quality he was playing against, he's not had a kick all the game against him again. That's three on the spin with top quality wingers he's played against, and I think today, you know, you've seen the boy come to the plate again, and I was so disappointed for him, because he was, you know, I'm not saying he was the man of my man of the match, but he was very close.
Generally though, that performance must have pleased you. Was it up there with those two away wins you've had recently in terms of the level of performance?
Well, of course it is, yeah. I mean, we've played three very difficult teams for different reasons, you know, and come away with a good return, you know, but we felt we could get maximum points today. I really did, and I thought that you know, that Brighton, as good as they are, you know, Oakwell, it's a difficult place to come, you know, and I'm sure they'll agree with that. Yes, they had a couple of chances towards the end, but you know, would it have been a fair reflection of the result if they won it? I very much doubt it.
You brought Ryan McLaughlin in. He had a great first half, gave Stephen Ward a torrid time down that right hand side. Did you just bring him off in the second half because it was his first game in a while, and because
it was,
of
it was absolutely knackered. Yeah, you've got to remember he's hardly played a game, you know, and the last thing we want to do is to put him under stress again, particularly when we've got Jack on the bench as well. You know, we've got Jack Hunt still there, so you know, from that perspective it was a no-brainer, really. You know, just give him a rest and let him recover and get ready for Tuesday.
How close was Marcus Pedersen as well to making it today?
No, he wasn't close at all. No, not at all.
Okay. Stephen Dawson, obviously the news came out yesterday about his off-the-field allegations at the moment. How much of an issue was it for you going into this one in terms of playing him today? Was it an easy decision to play him?
Well, I'll say to you, we put a statement out, and really that's all it is. There's nothing else we can add to it. What's the point? You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we've had a great performance from the players today. What's gone on? You know, we're well aware of the situation. We'll just manage it as we go along.
Have you been able to look at the other results since you got back into the changing room?
No, I haven't actually. No, I've not seen any. No.
Are you concerned by it? I mean,
not some bad news now, aren't you?
Well, Yeovil and Millwall have both won.
There you go. Well. I thought you couldn't wait.
But it, all of a sudden, obviously yourselves included in this, all the teams down there at the moment are pulling out results like you had at Reading, like you had at Yeovil. Everyone's chipping away, trying to pulling it out at the moment.
Well, like I said before, this league, a lot of leagues as well up and down the country, you know, they turn upside down. You know, at this stage of the season, top teams lose and bottom teams win. You know, and we've got to make sure that we're in that trend. You know, and we are. We're very much in that trend. And as you saw today, we're very much buoyant on confidence as well. So that's great going into this stage.
Think you'll have a similar squad going into Burnley on Tuesday?
Yeah, I would suggest so. Yeah.